KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails. Took a week off for kinetics, but we are back into it. Emily and I talking today with Louisa Morris. She is the Director of Trails and Conservation Program in Mendocino. We're going to be talking about the California Coastal Trail and things they've been doing there for some time. We've got some big improvements going on there as well. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning indeed. And thanks, Louisa, for taking the time to chat with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you bet. Now, you were telling me off air that you've been involved with the California Coastal Trail there in Mendocino for about 12 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. I bet you've seen some big improvements over the past 12-year period.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I think if you asked me 12 years ago if we would have seen as much activity up here, I wouldn't have been confident that we would. So I think if you stay with anything long enough, yeah, things happen.
That's great. And you've got some big things that are happening right now. You've got a new portion that's about to open, right?
Yeah, we do. We have recently finished constructing the Kipisilla Trail, which is about halfway between the 10 Mile River and Westport. And it's about a mile and a quarter long, and it's just west of Highway 1. And this is a mountain bike and pedestrian trail. So we'll have a grand opening for that trail on June 23rd.
And that's
at 1:30.
Fantastic. That's part of the California Coastal Trail?
Yes, it is.
Fantastic.
Yes. Yeah.
So how many segments of the California Coastal Trail are now complete in Mendo?
Oh, boy. I wasn't prepared to answer that question.
Threw a curveball at you there.
That's a really good question.
Several.
many. I mean, the Mendocino Land Trust, which is where I work, is we manage about 10 to 15 different California Coastal Trail segments. And then State Parks is the other major holder and manager of California Coastal Trail. And Bureau of Land Management also manages some down in Point Arena area. And there are some other partners, some land trust partners, the Redwood Coast Land Conservancy, the Coastal Land Trust that also manage trails, the Moat Creek Managing Agency as well. It more locally to their communities in various parts of Mendocino Coast.
And are these trails that have been implemented, are they well used by the community there?
I think that some are more than others, but yes, I mean, I think that when a new trail goes in that wasn't there before, I think that people have to get used to or find out about the fact that it's there in order to use it. The one that we just built, Kipisilla, will be nice for through bikers that have a little bit fatter tires on their bikes. They can get off the highway there and ride on the trail rather than, it's a very narrow section of highway. The geographics in Mendocino County, there's a lot of areas where the California Coastal Trail is actually on the highway, and it's also very narrow, and there's a steep drop-off to the west. So it's great when we can get the coastal trail off the highway wherever possible.
Absolutely.
And just
one,
go ahead. Yeah, just as a reminder on the show, we've talked about the Humboldt County sections of the California Coastal Trail, and really the California Coastal Trail has been envisioned as this continuous non-motorized recreational and transportation route along the whole coast, and it's really been mandated by the California legislature as a goal to complete. And both the California Coastal Commission and especially the State Coastal Conservancy have been key partners in overseeing and supporting the completion across all, completion of portions of the trail across all of the coastal counties. And especially up in the far north where we are, there's just so many more challenges than I think in some of the more highly urbanized counties where there's more resources, kind of more people, more of a perhaps even a tourism industry that helps drive the completion of all kind of segments. And so that's the one thing that, you know, both Mendocino and Humboldt have had support from the Coastal Conservancy to programmatically look at how can we implement the entire CCT in both of these counties and then also take steps towards prioritizing which trails can serve the most users, which trails can really are the most shovel-ready, ready to go, and really have helped connect communities so they, the trail doesn't just serve as a recreational route, but also can be a key commuting route for, you know, for local residents. And that's, you know, the we always talk about the Humboldt Bay Trail, and that's a key segment of the CCT that would really touch on all these factors of both recreation and tourism development, and also just key connections for local residents.
Absolutely. I mean, locally, the Hammond Trail is probably our best section of the California Coastal Trail. That would definitely be hooking into that. But, you know, as we said, the California Coastal Trail is kind of like a little crazy quilt, a little patchwork of trails and highway all along the California coast. It's unfortunate there isn't the same mandate for getting roads through, I mean, getting trails through as there has been for getting roads through the area. It could be done in, you know, a year.
Yeah, I agree with very much.
But we'll patch it together as we can, you know, as funding becomes available. So, Louisa, I'm curious, with the various different parts of the California Coastal Trail that have been implemented in Mendocino and what Emily touched on, do a lot of people use it for commuting, or is it mostly used for recreation, or what?
I think it depends on the segment. I think in Mendocino County, there's a lot of physical topography constraints. The coastline is very rugged and rocky, and so the Highway 1 is kind of the main commuting route. There are places where there's an old section of Highway 1 that is now a county road that runs west of Highway 1 that you can take to ride your bike and commute, that is a little bit less traveled and safer because of that. But a lot of the trails that Mendocino Land Trust manages, and we manage trails on property that we own as well as trail easements that are on private property. A lot of those trails are more like loop trails or an out-and-back trail. So they're more recreational, but also some of them are in neighborhoods, so a lot of people will walk to, you know, get their daily exercise and walk their dog on our trail. There's a great example of that at Belinda Point, which is just south of the Botanical Gardens in Fort Bragg. So some of these really do become neighborhood trails. So while they may not serve as transportation corridors to commute yet, they're more of a destination for your daily walk and that kind of thing. And also people, as we were talking about before, come to go abalone diving at the trails that actually do connect with the ocean.
Speaking of which, you were talking off air that you're just completing some stairs down to the coast there.
Yeah, the Belinda Point Trail Mendocino Land Trust built, that's in a trail easement on private property that was required as part of a Coastal Commission permit. And then Mendocino Land Trust picked up actually two easements to create that trail in 2004. But the connection down to the beach was a bit of a scramble. So this year we, with assistance from the State Coastal Conservancy, which is a key partner and a fabulous partner to us here and up in Humboldt as well, we built a stairway down to the beach. It was a series of 35 dirt steps and then two sections of stairs that now take people easily down to the beach.
Which is great, because it can be quite a scramble.
Yes, it can,
And one of the interesting differences just in terms of land ownership between Humboldt and Mendocino on the coast is up in Humboldt, there's definitely more larger swaths of land that are public land or maybe private property, but are larger parcels or larger landowners. And the really interesting thing that you guys have really accomplished down in Mendocino is being able to work on trail easements on smaller, you know, pieces of private property and having those public access ways and just the process of those being included in coastal development permits has just been key to really connecting a lot of the Mendocino coast. And that's one of the differences that we haven't worked with as much up here in Humboldt, just because of the different topography and land ownership.
So, Louisa, you were saying a lot of commuters, a lot of bike commuters there primarily commute along Highway 1 there. Is that correct?
Yes.
As out here, a lot of people, of course, commute along Highway 101. It's heavily used by bicycles along the shoulder, and by and large, for the most part, it's fine. Of course, every so often, there, you know, and more often than we'd like, we hear of tragic circumstances where a bicycle and a motor vehicle come together, and unfortunately, the bicyclist always loses that one. And I'm sure the same thing happens along Highway 1 as well.
Yes, it does. We have a huge number of touring bicyclists who are cycling long distances, you know, sometimes from the entire length of the United States on the Pacific coast. So we do have some tragic circumstances as well. And one of the Caltrans has funded a study that perhaps Emily can talk a little bit more about to look at where we could improve the Pacific Coast bike route, both for commuters and for the touring, you know, cyclists who are going from, say, Oregon down to Mexico.
So Caltrans has been initiating kind of an engineered feasibility study for, as Louisa mentioned, the Pacific Coast bike route along Route 1, and Caltrans' goal really is to assess what is the environmental and topographical environment along Route 1, how wide are shoulders along the whole stretch of Route 1 from where it connects to 101 to the Sonoma County line, and what are the general constraints to expanding the shoulder to either 4 foot or 8 foot, and also thinking of when there is significant right-of-way and less constraints, what are some other options for providing kind of off-highway options for the California Coastal Trail and cyclists along the Pacific Coast bike route. And the goal really being to identify what are the key areas that are that would benefit the community as much, and also being able to really complete some interregional connections along the whole coast. So kind of hopefully centering on a section in the south and a section in the north, and really helping Caltrans to provide some goals for, getting some funding into some more interregional funding mechanisms at the state level for our district to be able to compete for those funds to improve access for bikes along Mendocino 1.
Absolutely. And we all know that, Caltrans has in their mandate to also consider non-motorized vehicles as well in all of their highway designs. Unfortunately, non-motorized vehicles generally take a significant backseat to the motorized ones, but hopefully more and more as time goes on, they'll be, a little bit more looked at.
Yes, and yeah. There will be some public workshops coming up on the Mendocino Coast in July, and we'll be sure to mention those on Happy Trails in the next few weeks when those dates get set, but that'll be a great opportunity for people to really weigh in about what are their priorities and what they would really like to see where.
Absolutely. And I think the exciting thing, Louisa, is, as Emily mentioned, your abilities to get these trails completed in areas where there is, not a lot of public lands to be dealing with, not a lot of big spaces of private lands where there's to get these easements put in, and your work is to be commended for that.
Well, thank you. Well, I think that we couldn't do it without the Coastal Conservancy and the Coastal Commission and the landowners themselves. Varying degrees of eagerness on the part of the landowners about these trails sometimes, but they definitely a key partner. So
absolutely.
And one of the questions I have for you, Louisa, is since the Mendocino Land Trust does manage a lot of these public access easements, and there are a lot along the coast that really help the CCT, one of the concerns that we've come across a lot up here is when a trail goes either through or adjacent to private land, how either fencing or preventing dogs from coming onto property, you know, those have been some of the key concerns and really valid concerns for private landowners, especially on working lands that are either, you know, really concerned about, you know, either fire or, you know, other sort of potential vandalism on their property, and just how that conversation has gone with you in working with private landowners.
Good question.
Well, good fences make good neighbors. So, we work with the landowner, and if they have a grazing lessee, then we work with that person as well to make sure that the fence that we put in meets their specifications. And, you know, of course, we don't have a blank check to write for the cost, but within reason. We recently, this Kibasilla Trail we were talking about at the beginning of the show, which is 1.25 miles long, we had a contractor, a landscape contractor, put in 1.25 miles long livestock fence. And we worked with the owner of the cattle to design that fence to his specifications. So we used galvanized T-posts,
oh, wow.
And it's really sturdy. And, you know, obviously dogs are an issue. The fence is, it almost goes down to the very ground. We left a little bit up for mowing, and that was, again, a specification that was requested. So, and then in another fence, another trail, the Navarro Blufflands Trail, which we finished last year, which is down near Albion, we put in a double rail, split rail fence to separate the north side of the trail easement from the private property without any public rights on it on the other side of the fence. Mm-hmm. So we'll do some work to try and match the design that is already existing, or work with the landowner to put in something that, again, within reason, because we can't just, we don't have unlimited resources.
Sure.
To put in a fence that works. So that's, yeah, but each situation is different, and considering, we also consider very strongly the resources, because we're a conservation organization.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that we have a minimal impact on any sensitive resources, be they environmental or archaeological. So there's a whole permit process that we go through in order to build a trail, just like anyone on the, in the coastal zone.
Well, that's
anyone
good to
who
hear,
wants
though.
To do development.
Because lessons, you know, we could certainly probably learn some lessons from how you guys dealt with that. Because proposed trails in our area, some of them are going through some private lands, and there are definitely, as Emily said, some concerns about trespassing, dogs, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and we also, the Mendocino Land Trust was funded to do a strategic plan for the Coastal Trail, and within that strategic plan, which is on our website, we have a bunch of pages about what some of the private landowner concerns are, and then you know, proposed ideas for dealing with those concerns.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another place where that information exists.
Excellent.
Probably,
Lisa.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us about this morning. Really appreciate
sure.
that.
Sure. Thank you for all your good work.
Absolutely. We are unfortunately pretty much out of time. Emily, are there any things that we wanted to touch on or talk about for next week?
Yeah, well, actually for this evening, since we're talking about the Coastal Trail there, and we've mentioned this on previous Happy Trails efforts, but the potential reprogramming of funds in Eureka for the Waterfront Drive extension that the City Council has decided to abandon at this point, this discussion will be at the City Council tonight of whether or not to reprogram some of those funds to extend that road to instead be working to connect a trail from Del Norte Street south to Truesdale to connect with the northern extent of the Elk River Trail that is going to construction this week.
That's a real exciting opportunity.
Yes, it's really exciting, and there has been a lot of support for this, and we've talked about this on Happy Trails, but just with timing, the council will be making a decision tonight, and that's at 6:00 at the Eureka City Council.
Public invited?
Yes, public is invited and really encouraged to just even go and just say a statement of, I really support a connected trail system along the Eureka waterfront as part of the California Coastal Trail, and to really improve safety and connectivity for, you know, Eureka residents. So, yeah, please come out and say your voice.
And that is tonight.
Yes, that's tonight.
Fantastic. All right. And again, Louisa, thanks for talking with us today. Some exciting things going on there in Mendo and some lessons we can possibly learn from stuff you guys have done.
Oh, well, vice versa. Thanks so much, Cliff.
You bet. Thank you so much. All righty. This conversation, as all conversations on Happy Trails, you will find podcast at iTunes and at KHUM.com. Just look up Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.